Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I began a few days ago. I've entitled it, Stress, a Spiritual Opportunity. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were talking about the construct, if you will, of the soul. It consists of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And what goes on in our mind affects and controls to a great extent what happens in the area of the will as well as our emotions. That's why the basic way that we can deal with stress is to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, Philippians 2 and 5. That's a very familiar passage, but we have to understand if we will be in a place of peace and tranquility, we will then seek the Lord regarding situations and areas that cause stress in our lives. And sometimes the stress comes from not internal issues, but external ones. And that's why it's important we seek God, because He will show us or give us ways to deal with problems that seem just overwhelming. Let me give an example from the Word of God. In Exodus, the 18th chapter, we know this is a situation where Moses, his father-in-law, Jethro, who was a priest of Midian, came, and he was very thrilled and happy to hear what God had done in behalf of the Israelites. And he basically said, Moses shared all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptian for Israel's sake, and Jethro rejoiced. And then he was staying with Moses and saw what in the following morning Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from morning unto evening. And listen to this, and when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning unto evening?" And Moses responds, "Because they're inquiring of God from me. They want me to inquire of God. And so when they have a matter, they come unto me." And listen to this, was godly counsel given by his father-in-law. He says, "The thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for the thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone." So he gives him counsel, and he says to find godly men that fear the Lord. They're men of truth, having hating covetousness, and have them work with him to be rulers over thousands and rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties and rulers over tens. Let them judge the people. So obviously this is an example of an extremely stressful situation. And sometimes when we seek the Lord, or perhaps we get godly counsel, we are then have keys that will eliminate external stress. Obviously, for Moses to deal with those millions of people was an overwhelming task for a single human. And so there may be situations in your life that God would have you do something differently, and it's important that you seek God, because there may be some actual literal things you can do to reduce external stress. However, what about the internal stress that the emotions and the feelings that we have? And as I shared, the soul is consisted of the mind, will, and emotion. So what we feel, what we think, basically, and what we think about what happens around us or to us is what triggers stress in us. when we are confronted by the dangers, the difficulties, the pressures, the threats of life, there's a split-second comprehension of them, and signals are sent to our body in a fight-or-flight response. And that's just the way God has designed us. If there was a savage animal about to attack you, you'd either fight or you'd fly or you'd run. That's the fight or flight response. And adrenaline in great quantities released into the body. God has done that as a protective resource for us. But much of the stress we go through in today's world, we're not worried about dangerous animals attacking us, but it's the internal problems that we deal with in our lives, the things that are maybe external, but internally they're tearing us up, and we don't know how to successfully deal with them. So many of you listening right now, you feel you have an overloaded life. You're filled with stress, and potential burnout is the direct result of conscious choices guided by values and priorities which may not have been established by the Lord. Sometimes in a desire to be zealous for the Lord and do good things and be filled with fruitful good works, we can do far more than God would want us to do. That's why it's important we seek the Lord, that we have His mind on what we do. Think about this. The very word stress, isn't that negative? Just in itself, it implies a lack of strength as well as a lack of trust in God. That actual word stress is derived from the Latin word strictus, which means to be drawn tight. And isn't that example of how we feel when we're stressed? Our nerves are tense, our muscles tighten up, and it's part of the protective response, the physical biochemical response that occurs in our physical bodies. Beloved, God loves you, and He created you for Himself. He wants you to love, to glorify, and to serve Him. And if each of us could walk closely with the Lord, His reorienting, His transforming power influences the very thoughts of our mind. If we're on our own, without His guidance, we are limited at best, and in most cases, we pretty dramatically fail. And instead of God's word, what happens is the pressures of life and the value and opinions of others control our thinking. That if we're honest, that is really true. God has created us for fellowship, to be in koinonia, to be in fellowship together, working and worshiping God. That's how He's created man to be. That's what heaven is going to be like. But unless we have a godly approach, thank God a time is coming in heaven, we don't have to worry about any ungodly influences. But here, God is expecting us to utilize the tools, the keys He has given us, so we can not only be successful in terms of our spiritual service to the Lord, but that we can be happy. We don't have to be torn apart and torn down by the things that happen to us. And many times, culture determines how we react and what we think is important. We can be dependent upon people's approval, and oftentimes that can shape our lives because we desire to please them. And sometimes this is even unconscious. We may not even be aware of what we're doing. But this is a time that we can examine ourselves. And, you know, I just feel led to just stop a moment. Father, there are many that are being influenced by other influences besides the Holy Spirit. It might come out of things deeply implanted, even in childhood, performance orientation, desire to please others, to be accepted, to be approved. Father, we just take authority over everything that would cause involvement, cause responses or reactions that are not of You. Father, we pray for a deep healing of memories, healing of wounds, Father, so that Your beloved can do only those things that You ask of them. Lord, we see even in the life of Jesus, when there were requests made of Him, I'm thinking, Lord, particularly of Lazarus, when he was reported to be sick, the Lord did nothing. He waited there for 2 days, and was, because he knew God's will that he was going to die and that the glory of God could be revealed. And so, Father, help us to have that same amount of sensitivity to what you have for each one of us in our lives. I just rebuke the pressures that other people, whether it's in church, on the job, in the home, would place on your beloved, and I pray that they will have calmness of heart and mind, an assurance and a peace, knowing the mind of God for their own lives. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for it. So, beloved, what does God want us to do? I believe the first and most important thing before we're concerned about doing anything for the Lord is to realize his will for us is that we are loved and forgiven by him, that we are accepted in the beloved. And I believe that's the most important thing. A lot of the stresses we have is that we do not appropriate and understand or appreciate or can even grasp the dimension of God's love personally for us. And once we can start to do that and our own deepest needs be met, then our purpose is to be communicators of his love to others. We don't have to be combative. People aren't threats to be subdued, but persons to be loved and encouraged. The problems they cause can then become challenges to be met with guidance and perseverance as the Lord would provide. And unless we really know that we are loved by the Lord, the words, the actions, the slights, the oversights, the rejection, the hostility, the distress, and angers of others will trigger a physiological chain reaction that will send destructive stress charging through our bodies. Beloved, stress is a very serious condition. It's not something light. It's something that God wants you, as well as me, to have victory over. Praise God. And he's able to do that. So if you are dealing with areas that are causing great stress in your life, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email? Please not know that I will confirm and that I will pray, but should you desire a letter of personal ministry back to you, I ask you to enclose your mailing address. I love you and know that I am praying for you, and as the Lord leads, I do pray and fast in regular seasons for my partners and know, Radio Family, that I pray for you also, for you to walk in the glorious liberty of the sons of God. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.